I think that the world of chinuch has come over the years to a greater realization of the critical importance of chizuk in emuna. That it's not to be taken for granted, it's not to be taken lightly, it's not to be assumed that everybody is on the same page, it's not to be assumed that everybody has an answer to the question of what happened at Har Sinai. And I think that much of the world, the Olam HaChinuch, is even aware that maybe we have taken some of this too much for granted, maybe assumed more than we should have. I know many years ago when I was scheduled to deliver a session that I entitled Strengthening Emunah in the Classroom, I was told that the title had to be changed because that's not an acceptable title. That's not an issue that exists. I wasn't told that, but I guess what reality was, we deny the existence of the need for such strengthening. And of course, years later, we realized that we do need that strengthening, and that strengthening makes sometimes all the difference in a person's ability to maintain the Avodas Hashem. We know that we have to strengthen it every day. We say Emes V'Yatziv. Emes V'Yatziv, V'Nochim, V'Kayim, V'Yoshor. We also have to know it's Ohu, V'Chovi, V'Nechmod, V'Noim. But we need those two things. We must have a sense of the Amitius HaTorah and, of course, of its benefits and its beauty and its preciousness. So I think understanding the dynamics of how that process works of strengthening emunah is something that is worth some attention. The Rambam basically says in the eighth parak of Yesodei HaTorah that the emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu as the Novi Hashem, one who've had communication directly with Hashem and speaks to us in the name of Hashem, was not based on the miracles that he did. Because miracles alone, there could be some type of, his final lotion here is, it could be an emonus sheyesh acharei ohiru umachshova. It could be somebody did miracles, I don't know exactly, and he says later, what if somebody else does miracles and then I have to judge and decide between the two? That's not the ultimate. He says, what rather is the ultimate? Uvameha eminu boy, not with all the nisim, the Kriyas Yamsuf and Yitzias Mitzrayim, and even on the Kriyas Yamsuf it says, ve'yaminu b'Hashem uv'moshe avdoi, but that wasn't the ultimate, even though it was a super high level of what they came to, Masherosa, Shivcha, Layom, Noiroi, Cheskel, Binuvuosoi, but even so, there was room for Hiru Machshova. Uvameha eminu boy, b'maymen Har Sinai. Harmaim Har Sinai was the clincher for Emunas Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheinenu ro'o v'lo yizor v'nesnenu shomu v'lo yacher ho'eish v'hakoylus alapidim v'unigash elo harofel. He came into that cloud v'koyl medabrei lo v'onu shoymim Moshe Moshe lechem orolem kach v'kach. We actually literally heard, millions of people actually heard Hashem speaking to Moshe and telling him to speak to Klal Yisrael. And he says, and that's the emuna that's emedes le'olam, as the Pasuk says, Bavur yishma hinei onechi medabri, boi lecha ba'avu e'onon, Bavur yishma medabri imoch, v'gam mocho yaminu le'olam. Michlal shekoydim dova zeh, lo yaminu boi ne'monos she emedes le'olam, ela ne'monos sheyesh achareho hiru machshova, the possibility of hiru machshova did exist until they heard Hashem speaking directly to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Bavur yishma ho'om bedabri imoch, v'gam mocho yaminu le'olam. That's an emuna in Vuas Moshe Rabbeinu in Torah Misinai she'ein acharei huru machshova. Okay, the Ralbag on the posuk here says vayhi hakoil shefer holich chozek moed Moshe edabro elikim yanenu bekoil. There was koilis who broke him. There was this Maimon Har Sinai was just like something that was beyond any previous or future or imaginable human experience. So the Ralbag says the Hatoelis is what? Hu lo hidia oitzem hashkochas Hashem yisala b'Yisrael. This is to teach us the strength, the extent of Hashem's hashkocha on Klal Yisrael. V'ratzoisoy lehoi ilom, and his desire to benefit us. Ad shekvar nosan lohem hatoiro. He gave us the Torah be'oifen shelo yishoyer lohem sofek bo. So that there shouldn't be any room for any sofik about this being Teres Hashem. Kishehi meyes Hashem Yisala, that it comes from Hashem. He gave us part of his Ashgocho, and his desire to benefit us was to give us the Torah in a way that doesn't leave room for doubt that it's from Hashem. Kedei she'aminu b'mitzvos ha'Torah emuno shleimo v'yelchu b'drocheho. In order that they should believe in the mitzvos ha'Torah, mitzvah HaTorah with emuna shleimah and follow in its ways. It seems that if they don't have this strong emuna, that they don't have doubts about it, he gave it in such a way that it should be beyond a doubt, so then they may not be able to believe in the mitzvahs and emuna shleimah, and if they don't do that, they may not be going in the darche HaTorah, that emuna is necessary in order to go to the darche HaTorah. The Ramban says that's why it's not listed as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, because it's the Yesod and the introduction and the basis upon which all the Mitzvahs exist. Okay. V'zeh, she'im ho yom mesapir lehem Moshe divrei ha-Torah al tzad ha-Nevuah. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have gotten up there and just said the Dvar Hashem al tzad ha-Nevuah, Hashem spoke to me as he did in Mitzrayim, Hashem revealed to me, this is what he wants from us. Hine ulai yishoy lehem sofik b'zeh. They might have some sofik. Ulai, they might have some sofik. Ki heim lo yodu im mashe yermel they don't know that which Moshe says to them. Is that what Hashem said to Moshe? Or maybe Moshe is mistaken. Maybe he's making something up. Maybe he's confused about something. They wouldn't know that this is exactly what Hashem spoke to them. And therefore, al derech meifis, in a way that was wondrous, that was beyond any imagination, the coil that they heard from Hashem and speaking directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. Zeho oifen shomu aseres hadibrois sheim suge hatorah harishonim, and that way also from these coilos that were going on there, they heard the aseres hadibrois. Kama shisbar achar zeh. Uvazeho oifen gam kein hoyrishonim divrei hatorah lule, and they would have heard the whole Torah this way. This was originally it would have been that way, that the whole Torah they hear directly from Hashem, so there's no room for any question. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is not saying it over correctly. Lulei Shem Omru LeMoshe, Dabar HaToyim Onuv Nishmo V'Dabar Imonuv Kim Pen Nomus. You speak to us, and we'll hear from you, because we're afraid if we hear from Hashem, we may not be able to live through it, may die. V'loi nitzt. Tarachnu gam kein elze, and we also didn't need more than this. Why? Ki shar hamitzvos ha-terios bichlolam heim nichlolos. Because all of the other mitzvahs of the Torah are included in the Aseres HaDibros, be'ofen ma be'aseres hadvorim. In some way, they're all merumas in the Aseres HaDibros, all the other mitzvahs. V'lazeh he'yosem shemim Aseres HaDibros maspik lehem. And through this, hearing the Aseres HaDibros, that would be enough for them, even if they didn't hear all the rest from Hashem directly. Ke'ilu shomu mitzvahs ha-Torah b'cholom. As if they heard the mitzvahs ha-Torah, all the mitzvahs HaTorah when they were hearing the Aseres HaDibros. So the question is, it seems that, first of all, it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu's authority was completely established besides what happened in Mitzrayim, besides what happened on the Yamsuf, besides the fact that the Torah was made ve'aminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdoi after the Kriyas Yamsuf. But ultimately, that wasn't the ultimate level of emuna that was necessary to assure the future and maybe even the present, kiyum ha-Torah and kiyum ha-mitzvahs and sheyelchu b'derech ha-Torah. What was needed was a direct encounter, hearing Hashem, the Rambam says, speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu directly. He said, Moshe, Moshe, leichem or lehem kach v'kach. Oh, we heard kilei subrokim, that it was overwhelmingly, we never heard, imagine such an experience. And we hear the Kol Hashem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. We now know Moshe Rabbeinu is the authorized representative. And gam b'cho yaminu le'olam, they will believe in you forevermore that you are the Novi Hashem. But yet the Ralbag continues and says that the it was necessary for them to hear the Aseres HaDibrois, because they still would have thought that Moshe Rabbeinu is making some mistake. And then, really, they should have heard everything, and that would have been the plan to avoid this possibility. However, they asked not to do it, and it wasn't really necessary because all of the other mitzvahs are included in the Aseres HaDvorim, and when they'll hear the Aseres HaDvorim, it'll be maspik lehem ke'ilu shomu mitzvah HaTorah b'chlolom. Now, if we're dealing with a rational concern, then what's the Ralbag talking about? They have some rational concern. They say, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, how do we know? Well, this is very serious stuff. This is coming from the Bnei Olam. We want to know exactly what to do. We have to follow the Derech HaTorah. This is what the whole creation is all about. And we're now trying to get it straight from what he said. And we have Moshe Rabbeinu. And, you know, we're not sure. Well, what do you mean you're not sure? First of all, Hashem appointed him and said, I'm speaking directly to him. So you see, I'm authorizing him to speak to you. All right, so, okay, we would like to hear more. Okay, so why do we hear more? We are Aseres HaDvorim, we should hear everything. Okay, so Hashem says, okay, you're going to hear everything. But then they said, no, please, we can't hear everything, we're afraid. So it's enough. Why? Because of the fact that everything else is included in Aseres HaDibros. The Ralbag doesn't say that they knew everything else from the Aseres HaDibros. He doesn't say, he says, that's enough. As if they heard the Mitzvah HaTorah. They didn't hear the Mitzvah HaTorah. So what did they hear? They heard the Aseres HaDvorim. But everything is included in that? Okay, that's fine. That's enough. What's going on over here? Vaisteis, that the Pshat is, it isn't a rational thing. The rationality stopped with the Rambam. Hearing Hashem speaking directly to Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no room for assumptions. Ulai belat v'kishuf, like he says, that maybe there's hiru machshovo. The millions of eyewitnesses, they heard, they stood, they heard the keilus who broke him, they saw. It says, vayaris ha-keilus ha-broke him, whatever that means. It was an experience that was not shaykh. And now we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one, and Hashem is meyid v'gam b'cho yaminu le'olam. This is the basis, they're going to believe in you forever. So what's the problem? Teres says the problem is not rational. It's emotional. It's emotional. Yes, we know intellectually that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was chosen, and Hashem chose him publicly so that we should know that he is the official spokesman and everything he tells us is Teres Moshe Mipi Agvura. And yeah, it all makes a lot of sense. Oh, but emotionally, you know, this is a life and death. This is stuff that has to do with my life. This is maybe, it's directing my life. It's maybe curtailing some of my my things that I would like to do in life, which maybe are not so appropriate. It's serious business. And Mimela, I intellectually I got it, but emotionally I can't hear it. And Mimela, the emotions had to be addressed as well. But look, when I'm addressing the emotions, because I heard the Aseres HaDibros, and everything is included in that, so it's ke'ilu, I heard everything. What's ke'ilu? Intellectually, it's not ke'ilu. If I had an intellectual problem, so these things I don't know. The Aseres HaDibros I know. That I heard from Hashem. But what about the other things? They're not, they're all included? But it doesn't say that I understood everything from it, but they're included. Teretz says emotionally, I got the Aseres HaDibros. I got the. I know it's all in there. It's all included there. So the Torah says, I'm going to believe Moshe Rabbeinu to explain it to me. So what's the difference? Moshe Rabbeinu, I had a problem with emotionally. Intellectually, I knew. And now, the Torah says, because it's emotional. And it's an emotional issue. And I think that to understand that Emuna is an emotional issue is extremely basic. I guess most people know that. But sometimes we tend to forget it. A guy comes and says, I don't believe. You know, I'm an apikoiris. I'm an agnostic. It's not a rational thing. It's not rational. It's emotional. And we have to know to deal with the emotions. And sometimes dealing with the emotions in a roundabout way. Because the dealing with the emotions here was, I want to hear everything from Hashem. And I heard the Aseres HaDibros. I'm afraid to hear more because pen yadabri monu aval yadabri monu kim pen nomus. So therefore, we say, okay, stop at Aseres HaDibros. But now I don't hear everything else. But they're included. Well, they're included. I don't hear everything else. The Torah says they're included. You just tell me they're included. They're included. I know they're included. I don't understand. I don't see. I'm going to have to rely on Moshe Rabbeinu anyway. But the fact that they were included, that emotional difference, can make the difference that now all of a sudden, Bavur Yishmaom Bedabri Moch Vegam Bechoy Aminu Loilam. Now all of a sudden, everything Moshe Rabbeinu tells us. So the emuna is affected by the emotions, and sometimes the slightest emotional correction, or the slightest emotional twist, or the slightest emotional change can make all the difference. And all of a sudden, because intellectually I know it's all true. I know that Hashem spoke publicly to Moshe Rabbeinu and appointed him the official spokesman, the Boirei Olam, the one who was Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, who did all of the Nisim, everything we saw in the past, and we know everything. We recognized him, V'aminu Hashem V'Moshe Avdo, and built upon that, he came and revealed himself that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Novi Hashem. What more can we ask for? That's all there is. It's emotionally, it's painful. Sometimes the slightest emotional adjustments can make all the difference in the world. I think that's a critical message for ourselves. We need emotional strengthening. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Klal Yisrael, when he reviews with them all the intellectual knowledge, information that they had for all the 40 years in the Midbar in Parshas Veschanon, and then he tells them, "V'odato hayoyim v'ashivoyse el vovecho ki Hashem hu Elokim b'shamayim imal v'aloretz mitochas." V'ashivoyse el vovecho. Sesuv l'libach. The Targum says, "Return it." What? Who could lose it? I live it. I'm living in the Anana Yakovet. I had the Amud Eish keeping me warm last night. I had the mona. I had this. I saw Maimon Har Sinai. I saw at least some of them. What's the pshat? The Torah says it needs constant v'ashivoyse el vovecho. It gets lost. It's an emotional. It's not intellectual. Intellectual things remain. Intellectual information doesn't have to be returned every day. At some point in life where you start forgetting, but otherwise it's emotional. It has to be reinstated. And sometimes even the slightest emotional adjustment can make all the difference. Whereas before I couldn't, I don't know, I might have some doubt. And now all of a sudden, because of that slight emotional adjustment, I'm able to appreciate and maintain the commitment to the intellectual information, which I know to be true.